Proclamation number 6593 of 12th of July, 1956. New birth means resurrection. The day of your new birth is also the day of resurrection for you. As soon as your soul reflects on its purpose of life on earth, as soon as it makes contact with me, with the spiritual kingdom, as soon as it begins to strive towards me and my kingdom, it emerges from its grave of darkness, it awakens to new life. For the new birth of the soul is precisely the change from the realm of my adversary into my realm. The soul still dwells on earth, but it was born into darkness at the beginning of its embodiment as a human being, and of its own free will has made its way to the light. Thus it has emerged from its grave as soon as it was able to liberate itself from its shell with the help of Jesus Christ, as soon as it has now attained a spiritual rebirth and its thoughts and aspirations are now spiritually directed. So it has also experienced a resurrection from the night of death to the light of day. Thus the day of resurrection refers to this change which the soul can still make on earth, and which also guarantees it a life in light and strength in the kingdom of the beyond. Whereas souls can also remain in the state of death after their departure from this earth but still have not passed away. For no soul will be able to pass away, no matter how immaturely it departs from this earth, it will only be in a death-like state, without strength and in densest darkness. It exists but is not resurrected to life. A resurrection is certain for every person who makes an effort in earthly life to establish the connection to the spiritual kingdom, who thus strives for an ascent upwards of his own will, who does not allow himself to be satisfied with earthly existence alone but acknowledges a higher being, entrusts himself to him and completely surrenders himself, whose soul thus experiences a new birth when he carries out this inner transformation and surrenders himself to me of his own free will. And such a soul will not need to fear earthly death either, for it merely escapes the external shell, the body of flesh, and enters the kingdom of the beyond with a transfigured body, because it is once incorruptible and because it has also overcome death, the darkness and powerlessness which exclude life in the spiritual kingdom. And because something living is also visible to the equally living. And the soul is happy to be able to get rid of its body of flesh, which was only a fetter for it as long as it lived on earth. But immature souls also discard this bodily cover and yet remain bound, they remain in their grave, in darkness, in a state of ignorance, to their own torment and hardship. But they, too, can still rise to life in the kingdom of the beyond, they, too, can come out of their grave, they, too, can attain to the light with the help of Jesus Christ, if they call upon him, who rose from the dead, who conquered death, that he may roll away the stone before their grave, that he may take away the guilt of sin which held them in the night of death, in the grave, so that they too may come out into the light of day. All men can rise from the dead, but Jesus Christ must give them succor. And if he is already called upon on earth for his help, for redemption from sin and death, the soul can also already experience its resurrection on earth, and it will then never die again, even if the human being suffers earthly death. Yet every soul is immortal, i.e., It no longer passes away, and no matter how much it is in the grave of its sin, it must endure the darkness of its grave. It must realize its complete lack of strength to be able to rise from its grave. It cannot and is dependent on help. And if it therefore accepts help which is offered to it in love, then it will also remember him who alone can help it to resurrection. It will call upon Jesus Christ, who himself rose from his grave, who overcame death and who can loosen every fetter, who offers his hand to every soul so that it can rise from the grave and now enter into life, which it can no longer lose either. Amen.